U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen rejecting the idea of the Fed and other central banks boosting their inflation targets. The Treasury Secretary is in Germany meeting G7 finance ministers and central bank governors. Yellen said the challenge is to meet established targets. The U.S. had been aiming for 2%, but for the past 2 months, consumer prices have been running at an annual rate of more than 8%. Kansas City Fed President Esther George says the stock market slump should not surprise investors given the current policy environment. George told CNBC the Fed has repeatedly warned that it will keep raising rates to cool inflation. After a 50 basis point hike earlier this month, Fed Chair Jay Powell has already indicated the Fed is on track for similar hikes in June and July. Fitch has cut Sri Lanka's debt rating to restricted default after the country missed grace period payments on bonds worth $78 million. It's the first sovereign debt default since Sri Lanka gained independence from Britain in 1948. The central bank is also warning inflation could accelerate to 40% in the coming months, worsening the ongoing economic meltdown. Canada has banned Huawei and ZTE equipment from its 5G wireless networks over national security concerns. Businesses that had already installed gear from the two Chinese companies will need to remove it by the end of 2027. The long-awaited decision brings Canada in line with similar bans in the US and UK. Relations between Ottawa and Beijing have been worsening, especially after Canada's arrest of Huawei's CFO in 2018. Hong Kong newspaper Tsingtao says the city is considering a closed-loop system for quarantine-free business travel with mainland China. No details were reported on how it would be implemented or when Chief Executive-elect John Lee would formally propose it. Closed-loop systems have been used in the mainland and typically require workers to be sealed off from their families and the wider community. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.